Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
April 8th, Easter, the feast of the Passover of the Lord. Why is it that this feast, a festival of resurgent life, seems often to lead to the most pompous, most triumphalist, most boring homily of the years? Perhaps the homilist are reluctant to cope with the implications of Easter and substitute high-flown and empty rhetoric. Or perhaps they are unwilling to deal with the hints of resurrection which are part of daily life, promises and foretastes of the ultimate resurrection. Easter did not happen just once in the past. It happens every day. Easter is not merely a harbinger of ultimate resurrection when life triumphs completely over death. It happens every day. Each of us experiences death and rebirth often. Today is the festival when all these little resurrections are brought together, once and future, which is at the core of our faith. Once upon a time, there was a terrible fight in a certain family. The father and mother had slipped into the habit of low-level nastiness with one another and were drifting apart. Children, teenagers, were routinely snarling at one another and at their parents. Sometimes they joined in the mean-spirited exchanges between the parents. No one left the house. There was no divorce or even talk of divorce, but there were lots of thoughts about it. What was once a happy and loving family, as families go, had turned into a battleground in which four armies were fighting and not taking any prisoners. Then the girl teen was in an auto accident in which her car was totally destroyed by a drunken driver. The other three rushed to the hospital and found her in bed, covered with bandages, but able to smile weakly. "I had one of those near-death experiences," she informed them. Now, what self-respecting teen in an auto accident doesn't have one of them? "And God told we were a bunch of geeks and we should stop fighting with one another." So they all hugged one another and cried and promised they'd start over again. Now the family had a new life, and it was one of the many Easters they would have during their time together.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.